I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our friend Scott Ian is on the line right now. More than 10 million records sold with Anthrax. That's just the tip of it with Stormtroopers of Death and the Damn Things. Well, tons of great stuff.
He's one of those guys that's so intricately part of the fabric of my entire life. From seeing them at the Uptown Theater, on the first two tours. And then, they became so big, even through the John Bush years, and then Joey Belladonna comes back, and The Damn Things, one of my favorite bands, across the board, Stormtroopers of Death, and we thought that was the absolute height of funny. The first time we were at the skateboard shop at Graffiti Street, and somebody pulled out an SOD cassette, and I think it was Dane, our buddy Dane Peterson, and he goes, "Have you heard The Ballad of Jimi Hendrix?" And hits it, like... It still makes me laugh. Yeah, and just getting to know him then over the years and watching how everything is unfolded for him, man. It's been fantastic getting to call him a friend.
Born December 31st in Queens, New York, in 1981, he founded a band that would become known alongside such bands as Metallica, Slayer, and Megadeth as one of the founding fathers of thrash metal. That band is Anthrax. They also made their mark alongside hip hop legends Public Enemy as one of the first big bands to mix rap and metal with their remake of Bring the Noise. And in 1985, he was one of the first to mix thrash and hardcore punk with his band Stormtroopers of Death. He secured his place as one of the icons of heavy metal, and now he's offering handwritten lyrics to any Anthrax or SOD song of your choosing through his website, scott-ian.com. Please welcome, heavy metal legend and friend of the show, Anthrax founder and guitarist, Scott Ian.
Ian, how are you, brother?
Hey, man, how are you?
Good. How's the family? Everybody strong?
Yeah, all good. How about you?
Are you kidding me? I get ready to head to New York for Thanksgiving, see the parade, hang out with some friends, and it's another year sped by us, man. It's amazing how fast it goes.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's... And but you haven't slowed down at all. If anything, you're probably, at this point in your career, as busy, if not the busiest you've ever been.
We just finished, we played the last, officially the last show of this touring cycle for the For All Kings record, mm-hmm. Last week at the Mohegan Sun in Connecticut, and we figured out, or I didn't figure out, but our agent figured out that we played 383 shows on this touring cycle from 2016 till last week. That's a lot of shows.
Yeah, I mean, and writing books and doing different things. I mean, you know, you're one of those guys that just doesn't sit still. I think it's bad for your head to sit still.
No, I'm actually not one of those guys.
No,
it's bad for my bank account if I sit still.
No doubt.
No, I mean, but I am one of those people that can absolutely do nothing.
So
but I also do love. I do love to work because, you know, the world that I get to work in is the world that I've always wanted to work in, which is, of course, music. And so anytime I'm doing stuff, it's not like it's, you know, I'm not out there doing some job that I'm stuck at and I don't want to do. I'm doing what I want to do. I've only ever based it on, am I going to have fun or not? I've been able to base things on that question for, you know, a solid 10, 15 years now. So that's a pretty good way to decide on what you want to do.
Well, and I'll tell you, this is such a great idea for Christmas. I have so many friends, I just don't know what to get them anymore. And there's certain guys, I know how much they love bands. They know, and I'm a memorabilia guy. Like, I have a whole house filled with memorabilia. And one of the things I cherish the most is a couple times over the years, some bands have given me some handwritten lyrics that I frame, and a couple I keep in a safe because I love them so much. And the idea that you can get, that you will handwrite some of these songs that you wrote and sign them and even, dedicate it to somebody. What an incredible gift to be able to get that. You know, you think about Among the Living, every one of those songs is goddamn genius. You know, I think about the Ballad of Jimi Hendrix, just that lyric, just, it's fantastic.
Boy, it would make my life easier if everyone would just get that.
Yeah. But this isn't a photocopy. This is you will write you will handwrite this in the lyrics of their favorite song, and you can give this away to somebody as a gift.
Yeah, you know, a couple of years ago for Christmas, one of the gifts my wife, Pearl, got me was handwritten lyrics to King's X song called Goldilocks, which it's one of my favorite songs of all time.
One of my favorite bands.
She had Doug Pinnick, the bass player, handwrote the lyrics out for me and dedicated it to me. And yeah, same thing. It's just like one of those things that it's a treasure for me. It's just so precious. And so it was literally, the idea popped in my head when I was at a horror convention a couple of months ago, because I do these horror conventions sometimes where I hang out and take pictures and whatnot. And I was sitting there kind of bored, actually. And I said, I wonder if anyone would be into handwritten lyrics. And I sat there and I wrote out like the words to Indians, and I wrote out the words to Milk from SOD. Mm-hmm. And I put them on my table. And within 15 minutes, someone was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And they bought them. And I was like, oh, I guess that's a good idea.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've had, I've paid money at auctions. A dear friend, LJ, had done the lyrics to Black on a guitar that I gave to another friend. I got the Volbeat, Pearl Heart to Charlie from Blackberry Smoke to, the guys in Puddle of Mud or Shinedown even. It's these are the things that are so personal to us. You know, those songs mean so much to us, man. It's the idea.
I hear you. I mean, I could think of 100 songs that I would love to have the singer of that song write them down for me and sign his name to it. It would be an amazing thing to have.
Yeah.
So yeah, I figured why not give people the opportunity, this year to do something like that, and it's been going really well. I'll end up with carpal tunnel syndrome in my right hand from this probably. And
yeah,
that would be ironic. I just think it's a really cool thing and people seem to be excited about it.
You and with this, what would you say your favorite piece at your house is? Like I've got, while you think about that, I'll tell you mine. It's Brian Johnson, the last dress rehearsal in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania for the Black Ice tour. I was there with Jesse, and he called us back, and he handed me the hat from the Stiff Upper Lip tour out of his case.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's I can't tell you how much that meant to me at that moment.
That's amazing.
Yeah. What about you? What's your favorite piece?
I guess the first one that popped, as soon as you asked me, the thing that popped into my head was, I have a Gene Simmons gave me one of his axe basses years ago. Years ago, I played it. VH1 did this. They used to have this VH1. It wasn't a Hall of Fame. I can't even remember what it was called. Rock Honors. And they did it for a few years. And so one year when they were inducting Kiss, and of course Kiss is, and the format of the show was, you would have a band would do a cover song of the band that was being inducted, and then the band that's being inducted would play. And I got to be part of it twice, because when they did like the Public Enemy, that was the hip hop honors.
Sure.
Anyway. So I got to do Charlie and I play, and the Beastie Boys played a Public Enemy song together to induct Public Enemy. But with Kiss, Kiss was like, there's no band big enough. That was their thing. There's no band big enough to do a tribute to Kiss. So we want to put together a super group. And that ended up being, it was Rob Zombie on vocals.
I remember.
Slash on guitar. Ace Frehley on guitar, oddly enough. Me on bass, because Gene is my guy. He's my favorite. And Tommy Lee on drums. And so we played God of Thunder. And Gene gave me beforehand, I had asked him, I said, hey, you got any of those axe basses laying around that I could use for this? And He said, yeah, I do, but we're going back out on tour after this, and this is one of my real ones, and I only have two of these for the tour, so I feel like an asshole, but I have to ask for it back. I'm like, I wasn't asking to keep it. And I just wanted to use it. I thought it was cool since I'm paying tribute to my idol. Like, and he's like, yes, of course, of course. So I use the act space for the show, and after the thing, I hand it back to his tech and all that. Like 3 weeks later, in the middle of the day, on some just random day, there's a knock on my door in my house, and I open the door, and there's some guy standing there with a big case, and he goes, I just need you to sign for this. I said, what is it? He said, I don't know, some guitar delivery or something. And I sign for it. I take the case in the house. I open it up, and it's the act space from Gene with a note, you know, saying, like, she got home from the tour. You know, this belongs to you. I couldn't believe it.
Oof. How great is that? And after all the years of touring and all the musicians you can call an honest friend in your phone, you guys, you can reach out to at any moment, you revert back to being that 10-year-old kid again, don't you?
Yeah, of course. That never goes away, man. It, no matter who I'm with, guys I've known like forever and ever, it's just that feeling underneath, like you could be standing there with the Iron Maiden guys and just having a total normal conversation about the weather or whatever, but inside I'm 14 years old and sweating and freaking out.
It's the best, and that's how you enjoy life. As long as you never lose that love of everything, like that you hold on to it. You know, it breaks my heart when I hear somebody in the industry call music product. I'm like, it's not product, man. It's somebody's life is on there.
No.
It's a goddamn record.
There's an actual position at record label, the product manager. I always hated that too.
Yeah. No, you because you do. Like, I'm just going through stuff. I'm like, I have a hat that Slash had signed for me, you know, and I have a guitar from Slash and just some different stuff over the years. Some shell tops that Daryl Mack from DMC handed me after we shot a video here in Kansas City. And
that's great.
Yeah. Just some stuff you just love so much. Some of it's still in the closet. I'm afraid to put it out. And I still get it out, and I look at it for a little while, and I put it, like, I hoard it and put it away in its little closet and keep everything dark. It's, and if you're showing a show.
Believe me, I understand.
Dude, you can go to scott-ian.com now. Think about this, guys. If you're an Anthrax fan, you have somebody in your life who is handwritten their favorite song dedicated to your buddy or yourself, and you can order it now. It'll be there in time for Christmas. It really is cool. I can tell you, I already know three songs I'm going to send for. So... It's just because I love it, man. I'm just such a huge and never-ending fan of this life and this and rock and roll and lyrics, especially when you think what meant so much to you. You know, when you're a kid, and certain songs really bring you back in time, and they really have a huge chapter in you. And you guys are one of those bands.
No, thank you.
Yeah, it's I'm still working on. I have a buddy who lives and. Coaches a basketball team with Bob Seger, and I've been trying for 4 years now, like a son of a bitch, just to get some handwritten lyrics from Bob Seger.
Oh, that would be insane. We saw Seger at the Forum here on this last tour. It was so great.
I bet, man. I would have done anything to get Lemmy to do something for me. I've got a poster from his movie signed from him, but I would have done anything to get him to handwrite some lyrics, man.
Yeah, I know. I think about that. So I mean, I spent so much time with him over the years, and I mean, I've got pictures with him, which is, that's great. It's awesome. But yeah, I mean, could you imagine if, you know, him having written out like the lyrics to like Overkill or something?
Oh
God, it would have been so cool. We Are the Road Crew. Or
yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just never ending. Imagine if you could get the Murder One bass head.
Yeah. One of his Rickenbackers.
Yeah.
No, I don't even know what. I assume his son must have all that stuff, have to assume.
Yeah, you think so, because I like look online all the time, and I really keep an eye out for it, and because it's just, there's certain things, and isn't it funny, man? You've toured this world, you've made all the money you make, you've done all the things you've done, you're one of the big four, you'll be remembered forever, you're certainly Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and in the end, we still go back to the things we used to dream about when we were kids, and that's just touching legend, being a part of it, having something that reminds you of it, something tangible.
Yeah, well, your heroes will always be your heroes, you know? I mean, it's just the way it is. Even, I'm going to be 60 in a couple of years. But these guys, you know, like you said earlier, that feeling never goes away. That excitement, that same mania, it never goes away for me. Look, I'm going to the last Slayer show next Saturday here in L.A. At the Forum, and we've all known each other since we were kids.
Sure.
I still get so excited to go see Slayer. Like, I'm so excited about this show coming up.
Listen, man, everybody, scott-ian.com, scott-ian.com is where you can get this. I'll put all of it up on our social media so you guys can go there and click through. Man, coming to Kansas City, you're welcome to come by. I hope Anthrax jumps out there again and tours right away. It's just always good talking to you, man. I'm definitely going to order some of these because I think it's a fantastic idea.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Yeah, we're off now. We're kind of on a break. We're writing a record, so we'll get in the studio next year, and there will be a record next year. There's no time frame yet, but that's the plan.
The great Scotty. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, thanks, Johnny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.